Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, what's up, y'all? The man, not the myth, Mr. Smith. What's up, y'all? This is the League of Dads Talk Radio. Got to do this thing on the road. I'm booking on back. Even when I get back, I'll probably just post up in the studio. But I'm doing this thing on the road. Not understanding. All right, so today is Monday. It is the 5th of March, 2018. This is the League of Dads Talk Radio, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm the host. What I'm going to be talking about tonight is support, Black support on YouTube. Do you deserve it? Do you even want it? I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to do what I always do at the bottom of the show, 3 o'clock on the bottom of the hour. I'm going to give y'all just my thoughts on something that I had on the brain that I just got to talk about. But this is the League of Dads Talk Radio, WDAD 98.3.com FM, broadcasting this thing live on the Blog Talk Radio Network, streaming it via YouTube under the League of Dads Unplugged. Once again, this is WDAD 98.3.com FM, the League of Dads Talk Radio, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. League line is always open, 319-527-6075. And I am broadcasting on the Blog Talk Radio Network, but I am streaming this thing live on YouTube via the League of Dads Unplugged. All right. So I spent my time this weekend looking at two powerhouses in this YouTube arena. Brother O'Shea, real good friend of mine, Brother Obsidian, someone I know. The reason I say Brother Obsidian is just somebody I know. I was on his forum. I did do the Obsidian show, and Obsidian is like Brother Obsidian is like he's not like it, he's the everyday brother, but he does his videos with that just a thimble being shown. And I think one of the reasons why him and Brother O'Shea had a very vast different opinion they were talking about is because Brother O'Shea, when you just do a video, there's a number of people that do videos that just show thimbles. Then there's a number of individuals that do videos and they actually show themselves in a video. When you just do a thimble, you leave some kind of question as to who you are and what you're hiding from. All right. However, Brother O'Shea, he's a grinder. He actually took this YouTube thing to an entirely different arena. And Brother Obsidian talks about, I'm not going to say he complains, because then I would be talking to him directly. What I would say is that he expects a lot of Black folks, and I'm going to talk about that. He expects a lot of Black folks that I personally don't understand, because we're talking about Black folks here, and we just seem to always want something for nothing. However, Brother O'Shea, his stand was, if you give the people what they want, then they'll come. And they both was right. However, two opinions were colliding, and so I want to talk about that, because I am one that I don't get the support that I think I should get. I spoke about it, but I am not asking nobody for no money. I'm not asking nobody for no money. I'm not telling you that, I've seen a video with Dr. Umar Johnson, or Dr. Johnson now. I don't know if he got stripped of his doctor status, but I've seen Mr. Johnson, a brother that I respect a lot. I've seen a lot of different sides of him, and I've heard words from his own mouth. You only donated $20, and you're not done. I'm not asking nobody to do that. People, when I do videos, I don't get nothing on Super Chat. I don't have people donating to me like everybody else get donated. I'm not saying a goddamn thing about it. I put my content on a paid arena out of fear, out of my channel getting closed. Another story. But we're going to talk about support from black folks. Do you think you deserve it, and why would you even want it? All right. Remember, y'all, the league line is open, 319-527-6075. And so let's get it. So I'm listening to Brother Obsidian and Mr. O'Shea. Once again, I was on both of these guys' forum, and my experiences on both of their forums were two different ones. I've seen Brother Obsidian. I've seen him interview people, and they got an exclusive, you know, one-on-one. When I went on his show, every enemy that did a video about me surprisingly popped up on his show. So I can't say that I'll ever go on his forum again. I think that as me as an individual, I thought that I was deserving of a what is the organization about, et cetera, that my fault, I think that my presence was used for views. I don't think everybody that did videos about me popped up on there out of chance. I just don't think that. Which leads me to believe whenever you do something like that, then I'm going to say this. If you're on YouTube and you're like myself, I had, before they took my channel down, the first time, I had like 3,500 subscribers to 4,000 or something like that, between 35 and 4,000. When they took my channel down this time, I know exactly how many subscribers I had. I had 10,743 gone. Now, for a person that had 10,743 subscribers, I did not get views of a person that had 10,743 subscribers. I did not get that. People, you never heard me complain about that. I don't care. I can watch somebody do a live chat and get $500 in one live stream. I don't get money on live stream. I don't have those type of people to support me. People, I'm not complaining about that. But here's what I'm saying. When you have 10,743 subscribers, you don't have 10,743 supporters. Subscribers and supporters are two different things, and I think that's where Brother Obsidian and Brother O'Shea were speaking on two different spectrums. I think it's funny to listen to anyone that says, I got X amount of videos on YouTube and I got X amount of subscribers on YouTube. I laugh at them. That's not your form. I listened to Brother Umar Johnson say, and he said it with such and proudness. I know proudness isn't the word. But they said, tell us about yourself. I got 6 degrees. I am the most requested scholar. I got the most videos on YouTube. I said, damn. We are now using videos as a stat. So, we're going to talk about supporters. Here's where shit gets sticky-icky. Here's where it gets sticky-icky. If you got ...10,000 subscribers on YouTube, how come you can't take those 10,000 people and go to another platform and get $1 a month from each one of those subscribers? We're talking about support. We're talking about black support on YouTube. Why do you think you deserve it? Why would you even want it? Here on the League of Dads Talk Radio, ED98.3.com FM, streaming this thing live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Of course, you can get a visual if you check me out on the League of Dads Unplugged. All right. So, once again, I'm listening to Brother Obsidian, and I'm listening to Brother O'Shea debate about black support. And Brother O'Shea, in my opinion, was dead on. It's unquestionable. Because Brother O'Shea said that if you're not getting support, why do you even care? I have to second that. I have to second that. People, I have ConnectPal. I have various channels on ConnectPal that pays me more than YouTube. Why is YouTube, why is everyone so in love with YouTube and think that once you get on YouTube, you are owed support from black people? Why? And let's be clear about something. If you was on YouTube for 3 years or more, no. Damn. 2006. Damn. 2006 was 6 years ago now. 2012 was 6 years ago now. Wow. So if you was on YouTube back in 2012, 2013, and you claim you started your YouTube channel to get money, you're a fucking liar. If you're black, you're a liar. You did YouTube for the fun of it. As I stated before, nobody puts a video on YouTube and come back and only get 2 views. Nobody wants that. Everybody, when you get on YouTube, the reason why so many people are addicted to YouTube, and then under the umbrella of YouTube comes the entitlements or the need of or feel as though they should have support from the black folks, is your addiction to YouTube. You're addicted to YouTube. You are a YouTubeaholic. I heard Brother Obsidian make the claim that he got X amount of individuals, quote-unquote, Patreons. And Brother O'Shea said, well, I've only been on YouTube 2 years, so of course you would. So they were kind of, Brother O'Shea was being real aggressive on you know you was doing that shit, Brother O'Shea. You crazy motherfucker. Then he Brother O'Shea said, God damn, man, you making all this money and you can't update your fucking internet? God damn, nigga. was fucked up, man. Oh, this shit. But so they had two different agendas going on. But once again, Brother O'Shea is 100% right. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. Me personally, I'm not begging nobody for fucking donations. I appreciate it when I get them. I'm not begging nobody for donations. I don't even listen. I got individuals that email me and tell me, before I send you $685, just give me an idea how this works. I tell them, go look at the fucking video. I am not a salesman. I am not going to say anything to you to convince you to use my services. I'm not going to do that. I am not going to say anything to make you say, I'll definitely send it now. I'm not doing that. So if I'm not going to do that, appreciate those thumbs up for those that are here. So if I'm not going to do that for individuals that is ready, quote unquote, to give me money, I don't give two fucks about somebody to claim they want to give me a donation. People, I have an organization that I brought to YouTube. I didn't become a talk expert and came on YouTube. Now I want to talk and demand that everybody give me a fucking donation. I'm not doing that. Like I tell y'all, my Black Men's League, I only charge the dollar for that. I tell y'all, ConnectPal put the 99 cents on it. Now, the League of Dads on ConnectPal, that's an information treasure trove, and I want to get paid for that content. However, the Black Men's League, it's a place where it's a place that I can always call home, and a place that I'm not going to come back next week, and they're going to take my channel down. So that's the difference between the two. But we're talking about, why would you want it? Why do you feel ill? Why do you deserve it? Why would you even want it? Let's be clear when we talk about Black folks. A lot of individuals, and I hear about a lot of people complaining about how they don't have support. I hear that a lot. A lot. Now, if you are doing this for the fun of it, if you are doing this out of pure passion, like right now, my YouTube live stream, for those that are listening to me via my blog talk, I have six people streaming. I have six people viewing me now. I have one thumbs up. If I was to complain about it, I would say, how come I don't? Because when you get thumbs up, the more thumbs up you get, the more YouTube advertises that your live stream is on, and more people look. That's why a lot of people, they don't start until they get X amount of thumbs up, because they are doing this for y'all. They are doing this because they want you guys to come and listen. They want. I don't do videos for y'all. I don't. I do it. I'm glad y'all are here. But I do it context of the League of Dads is an organization, right? And the League of Dads is an organization, and there's some literature that I must constantly keep putting out for my organization. And because of that, that's the difference between the two. That's the difference between me doing this, saying, I don't want to start yet because I only got six people looking and I only got two thumbs up. I don't care. I promise you, I do not care. However, when I listen to various individuals on YouTube, they're on some old, and I promise you, when they first started this thing, and it wasn't until they got 5,000 subscribers and all these subscribers, now they felt as though, my opinion, now they're feeling themselves. Now it's like, I must be good. I want to start getting paid for my content. There's nothing wrong with that. But put your content on a platform where people pay for it and let it ride. You know, Honda said, Hondas are the cars that sell themselves. What does that mean? Cars that sell themselves. It means we don't have to come up with a lavish sale pitch. They sell themselves. And that's how I feel about what I do, listening to Brother O'Shea and Brother Obsidian. People, I don't sell. I have nothing I'm trying to sell you guys. I'm past the selling phase. My organization is over 15 years old. If I'm still at the point where I got to sell you guys on something, no. When it has been proven over a decade and a half, why do I have to sit here and package it up as a sale? I now distribute my product. I don't sell it anymore. I used to get on the phone, and individuals would be on the phone, and I would have to be reeling them in. They would ask me 50 questions, and I would answer all the questions and be like, okay, you're gonna give me the money now? You're going to give me the money? Only for them to say, okay, well, I don't go to court until June, so I'll let you know. So I'm like, wow, I wasted my time talking to this individual, trying to close the deal, and he knew in the back of his mind he wasn't going to. And then I start realizing how valuable having an open phone number is. So I had to discontinue that and make sure the videos will speak for themselves. And individuals that really want services, they'll reach out to me right then and there. That's where I'm at with it right now. Okay? That's where I'm at with it right now. Now, when I hear people, they're called content creators, and content creators want to be paid for their content. I have to question the need for people needing their content. You're being paid, if you're not an organization, you're being paid for your opinion. We all were kids. Some of us believed in Santa Claus, some didn't. Name the last time, or name anybody that put what they wanted for Christmas was content. Name one time you woke up in the morning and up under your tree was content. Name one time. Who wants content? Who? Who wants content? What is it that you think that everybody owe you because you're voicing your opinion on things? What is it? Where are we at? We're like, is content a stock? Or is your company a stock? Brother O'Shea has created the Manosphere, and he has created a damn good business. If you're just doing this thing where I got content. I'm creating content. Then that is something that I will have to question, because I have an organization and have organizations that will help your motherfucking life. I have services that will save your fucking life. I do. My content will save your fucking life. And you don't hear me saying I'm going on other platforms because don't nobody support me. You don't hear me saying that. You don't hear me saying when I do live streams, I only get 4 people checking out my live streams. You don't hear me saying that. You don't hear me saying it costs a lot of money to do this thing. It costs a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. You don't hear me doing that. People, I do this for the love of spewing out information. I love talk radio. I can turn on my radio right now. Turn on my radio right now. And it's on talk radio. Listen. Is my radio on?
We wouldn't pay or sacrifice for him. It's a problem she prays they'll never have to face. I'm Jenny Gold in Yuba City, California.
And Jenny Gold is with Kaiser Health News.
That's what I listen to.
The story starts with an old can of film at a San Francisco flea market marked simply 1906.
That's what I listen to. I love radio. I love driving around listening to stuff that's educating my person. That's what I do. I love hearing interesting things. It's kind of like what I said on my video when I said, you know, the reason why America, I did a video on my other platform, I boogied on over to Black Junction. And I went over to Black Junction and I said, I put my video, how black people are mad. And I said, when you listen to the news 3 times a day and it talks about black folks, and then you listen to Dateline NBC and they talk about white folks, white folks do calculated crimes. Black folks, we do instant crimes. And black people are the ones that's focused on your nightly news. White people aren't. So that's content that I put over there. I believe that. But I'm not going to sit up here and bash nobody in the head because they don't want to support me. I'm not on here for y'all support. I do appreciate your support. But this is the League of Dads. None of my channels are the Chris Smith's channel. I don't have, because I have an organization. I came on here to help people. That's why I get bashed. You know, I tell individuals when we do a bankruptcy, it's just a legal maneuver. Now they want it to be something, or they pay attention to shit they ain't supposed to, then they get mad at me, then here comes another video. So it is what it is. I want to thank y'all for checking me out here on YouTube. I am going to discontinue this live stream. I'm going to continue this thing over here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You guys can join in if you want. The league line is always open, 319-527-6075. This is the League of Dads Talk Radio, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio. Coming up next, just my thought. I always have a thought on something when I talk about this thing. And I want to give y'all my thoughts on... And listen, my thought doesn't necessarily have to do with what we're talking about. It doesn't necessarily all the time have to do with lead content. When I say I have a thought on something, it could be a brand new, it could be a brand new thought or something that's just in my head or something that I just thought of, just my thought on an issue. And it's actually a thought on a video that I did. And I did videos. I did a video called how black women wants to, and they're trying to remove black men off of YouTube. I did a video on that. And I want to add, I want to give y'all another thought on that and say this. I'll tell y'all what I'll give y'all what I came up with. Give y'all a thought on what I came up with. Yeah, that's a better word on it. I'm gonna give y'all a thought on what I came up with. What I came up with was an idea. And I'm gonna create a host of one and done channels. I'm gonna create a host of one and done channels. You know what one and done channels are? One and done channels are channels that I'm gonna put one video on there and it's done. They're not gonna be videos, they're not gonna be channels done with the sole purpose of becoming a channel with subscribers, with a whole bunch of people coming on there, checking me out. Hey, man, hey. Nope, they're not gonna be that. These are gonna be channels specifically to put a video up, and it's just gonna spew, venom, and I mean it's gonna spew venom. It's gonna spew venom on a lot of topics, and a lot of people is not gonna like it. And I just wanted to share that with you guys because that's a thought that I came up with on my a couple of channels, one and done. Am I gonna cross? Advertise these channels? No, I'm not. Not going to cross advertise the channels. The channels is strictly going to be when I do that video, that channel is done. One and done. See, you got to know how to beat these people. You got to know how to beat YouTube at their own game. And here's what I mean by that. YouTube will allow you to have they will allow you to have three channels per phone number. Allow you to have three channels. So if I decide I want to make a channel, and that channel, if I decide I want to make a channel, and that channel has, if I decide I want to make a channel, I got to make a channel where that that channel needs a phone number. And because YouTube will allow you to have a channel with three phone numbers, they will allow you to have three phone numbers, three channels per one phone number, I'm going to get a phone, a throwaway phone, and I'm going to make three channels with it every time. And I'm going to have, I'll have the phone. Then I'll go back to my cell phone giveaway. And I'll just give the phone away and just get another one and keep doing that and making throwaway phones. And that's what I'm going to do. Because I am going to beat these idiots at their own game. Because like I tell you guys, like I always tell you guys, convenience and me, we're not friends. I'm not cool with convenience. I'm not going to sit up there and say, I can do this out of convenience. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that at all. I'm not going to sit up there and say, out of convenience, this works for me. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I am going to create things that's going to be difficult for people to keep up with. That's what I'm going to do. That's my thought, and that's what I'm going to do. All right, so we're talking about black support. So now I want to talk about support from black people. I want to talk about that. And I want to talk about support from black people because we got to understand as quote-unquote content creators, is that what we are? I created the League of Dads, right? But this is a content show. All right. So what we got to understand as content creators is, so I actually got to separate this thing because I, like I said, my method to YouTube is different because I have an organization. Despite what individuals on this platform may think, on YouTube, despite what individuals on YouTube may think, this is why I have another, excuse me, this is why I have another organization that I don't tell anybody the name to publicly. I don't. It's an organization that I actually travel over the road. And it's an organization that, when it comes to it, I will continue to do it under public secrecy, not doing it aloud. I'm not. I personally don't trust. I think that individuals on YouTube, I think that YouTube allows, you know, YouTube created the monster that they created because they allow anyone to make a channel and not be held accountable. They only, and the reason why you should hate YouTube because it's the only platform that will allow you, unless you're a brother, such as like Brother Umar Johnson is going under some, you know, got his ass in the clink by America standards that are allowing you or, you know, want to get you in a quagmire. You know, they'll respect the people that make complaints against you. And that's the one thing that I will never, ever trust YouTube about. I will never get back in bed with YouTube fully because they allow individuals to make complaints about you and allow them to complain about you in total secrecy. And let's just be clear about it. The cat's out of the bag on YouTube. They're on a big purge. They're killing people's channels for no reason at all. Their guidelines, infractions, impose is just it's out of control now. You could have a channel talking about cats, and your channel would be knocked off. So I don't think YouTube is in a position where they can truly say, we killed your channel under true guidelines and infractions. So they really can't do that anymore. And anybody that would believe in that YouTube killed your channel or killed their channel, I would really suggest that you get your head examined because YouTube is just, I don't know what their situation is. I don't care. It's not my forum. YouTube don't owe me anything. I'm not asking them to owe me anything. I personally don't understand why people think YouTube owe them anything. I don't understand that. I don't. YouTube is YouTube has got themselves in a situation where They did to us what banks did with debit cards. And if you remember what banks did with debit cards, when debit cards first came out, they were free. No fees, no nothing. Then all of a sudden, here come the fees. Here come the fees. And then when debit cards first came out, it was new. Nobody knew what they were. Nobody knew what they were for, et cetera, et cetera. Then once everybody got used to them, now it's fees. That's what YouTube did. YouTube used us to gain popularity. The people made YouTube popular. YouTube took the people that made it popular. Now they're selling the fact that we got so many billions of people on YouTube, we now can start selling you TV. They used us. If you're not upset about that, then you know I seriously don't know what to tell you. But that's what happened with YouTube. YouTube don't need the everyday person no more. They're famous now. They're famous. They're saying, hey, look, we don't need you. We're famous without you. We got people checking us out. We got people checking in, and we don't need you. That's where we're at with YouTube. And if you don't understand that, if you can't put two and two together on that, I don't know what to tell you, but that's just where we're at with YouTube. No one is safe on YouTube. If you got any amount of subscribers, if you got 10,000 subscribers, it doesn't mean that you got 10,000 supporters. And this is why a lot of people can't take their platform off of YouTube, because they don't have the support to move off of YouTube. And if you don't have any life, if you don't have a business, if you don't have a job, if you don't have anything but YouTube, then that's where you'll be hoping and praying. And that's just the way it is. This is why they started the Super Chat. The Super Chat wasn't started for nothing more than we're going to use you to make money. People are going to give you money, and we're going to take it. We're going to stop monetizing this shit, and we're going to take the money, a percentage of the money that you now get. It's brilliant. YouTube is brilliant. Brilliant. They're brilliant. They're brilliant. I don't know why people don't get it. But that's just the way it is with YouTube. Hey, listen, y'all, it's 15 till. I got to put a bow on this thing short because I have an engagement to get to, and I have to be there by 8 o'clock, so I have to get myself changed up and get on out of here now. So once again, hey, listen, I want to thank y'all for checking me out for this edition of the League of Dads Talk Radio. And remember, y'all, we should always regret the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. I'm Christopher Smith. I'm the man, not the myth. I'm out of here. Later, y'all.